sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Friday, TGIF, August 1st, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Also, send me links, videos, long stories after the show at 12 noon. If you think there's something newsworthy that I need to know about, text it to me. Greatly appreciate that. Well, the deadline for trades for Major League Baseball ended at 6 p.m. last night, and the Detroit Tigers did not get third baseman, former Tiger home run hitter Suarez. From the Diamondbacks, he ended up going to the West American League team, Seattle Mariners. Now, personally, I think that the Mariners and the Dodgers are probably going to be fighting it out for the West division for both the National League and the American League. I think the Dodgers will be fighting out with the Philadelphia Phillies, who the Tigers start a three-game series with in Philadelphia starting tonight, Saturday, and Sunday. Suarez is going to help Seattle possibly be the team to beat in the American League, and the Tigers could end up playing them for the American League championship. Well, what they did get was a bunch of pitchers, a starter and a couple of closers slashed middle relief guys in the bullpen. Didn't really add any bats, didn't really add any position players. They went after pitching. So we'll see if that helps them shut these teams down in the later part of the games. They've been losing 12 out of 13, the little losing streak they went on. Well, most of those runs came after the fifth inning. Sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth innings is where they scored their runs. The opposing teams making them lose those games. And I think Scott Harris, the president of the Detroit Tigers, working with their scouts, working with different things, actually didn't give up a whole lot from our farm system. They did cough up some cash for a couple of the players, but basically the team remains very strong in the farm system, the minor leagues, A, AA, AAA baseball, as well as strengthening the team right now. So overall, pretty happy. Pretty happy with the trades, what they did, what they didn't do. And we'll see how this plays out. If we end up going up against Seattle Mariners for the American League Championship, this will be very interesting to see how Suarez affects the outcome. So we're excited. Looking forward to tonight's game in Philadelphia. Flaherty is going for the Tigers. One of their best pitchers is going for the Phillies. They are only one game behind in the National League East. And it's going to be a very interesting series this weekend. How good are the Detroit Tigers? Short break. We'll be right back. If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. My favorite truck driving song back in the day. Amazing Rhythm Aces, No End in Sight. Man, I played that song over and over and over whenever I was coming back to Miss Vicky. Love that song. What is the purpose of government? What is the main simple reason government exists, according to our founding fathers? To protect our God-given rights. Period. That's it. Six words. To protect our God-given rights. That is the role. That is the purpose. That is the everything that our founding fathers based our U.S. Constitution on. The U.S. Constitution was the rule book. The rule book by which the federal government in Washington, D.C. would be forced to operate under. Founding fathers believed that our rights did not come from man. Our rights did not come from government. The moment you came out of your mother's womb and you started breathing, usually after the doctor slapped your behind and you yelled and screamed and cleared your lungs and you started breathing, that was the first exercise of your God-given rights. Because I ask liberals all the time, who gave you the right to breathe? Let's start with you coming out of your mother's womb in the hospital or at home or wherever it was you were born. Who gave you the right to breathe? Well, it's a natural right. It automatically happened on its own. No, that's not true. Just because you were created and were born, there was not a right given to you by natural law. God gave you the right to breathe. And if it started right then, right when you were born, when you first came out of your mother's womb, it would only make sense that all of our other rights came from God as well. Well, no, Trucker, that's not true. You know, the right to speak freely, freedom of speech, that's in the Constitution. The founding fathers gave us that right. No, they did not. God gave us that right to free speech. Freedom of press, freedom to assemble, freedom to petition your government against their grievances, the right to worship the way you choose. First Amendment has five components to it. It wasn't the right from religion, it was the right of religion. You can exercise your faith, your religion, any way you choose. Now, if you're an atheist and you don't believe in God, you don't believe in any recognized, organized religion, that's fine. I don't believe there's any heaven and hell. We were born, when we die, we return to dust. We were never here. We never existed. We're back in the ground turning into dust. So you don't believe you have a soul. You don't believe that there is an afterlife. That you're either going to heaven or to hell. That's your belief? That's fine. Got a very simple question. What if you're wrong? See, I think this is an opportunity for us to decide, you know what? I'm going to place my bet that there is a heaven and a hell. As a result, I'm going to choose to live my life according to that. Am I perfect? Lord God knows absolutely not. Have I sinned? Have I made mistakes? Absolutely. I pray before every meal. And when I start my prayer, I start with, Lord, please forgive me for my sins. Past, present, and future ones. I'm not perfect. I absolutely have sinned and will sin, and I need to be forgiven. Please forgive me for my sins. Past, present, and future. I ask for divine providence. I ask for protection. I ask for blessings. I ask for his plan to be shown to me. Tell me what to do. Show me what to do. Put me in a direction that you want me to go. I have an opportunity to say stuff on the radio 3 hours a day. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Miss Vicky. Thank you, the FCC. Thank you, you guys, for listening. But what is it that you believe? Now, there's a show that we have been doing for a few years now on Sunday mornings from 7:30 to 8. The Flatline with Rick Hughes Ministries. I would ask that you get up Sunday morning, make yourself a pot of coffee, 7:30 to 8 on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Both websites, yourdefendingfathers.com and the radio station's website, the call letters WCHY, we're constant hits of yesteryear.us, as well as my show's website app, TuneIn. One word, capital T, capital I, download the free one and search for We're Your Patriot Voice, WYPV. Or the radio station's app, like Officer Rick, staying home today. He's got the day off. He's going to get some chores done. He listens on the Simple Radio app. Download Simple Radio app, two words, capital S, capital R, and then search for the call letters to the radio station, WCHY. Listen to Rick Hughes' Flatline show this Sunday. I'll be listening. Join me 7:30 to 8. Maybe while you're getting ready to go to church. But listen to find out information about the plan God has for you. Rick talks about this all the time. You're here right now, breathing. The God-given right that was given to you when you came out of your mother's womb, the right to breathe. And if you're still lucky enough to be on this earth right now and you're breathing, listen to the show on Sunday. Find out what it is that God has in store for you. What is your mission? What does he want you to accomplish going forward? Many of you might be older. Maybe you may not have much longer to be breathing. We don't know. God does. How much longer do I have to breathe? And while we're here breathing, what does he want us to do? Does he want us just to go to work, raise our family, serve your community, go to church on Sunday, learn about the Bible, get closer to God, understand the universe, understand your purpose? Well, one of the things that we have to look at going forward is that purpose. And the purpose in your life, if it works with and coincides with my purpose and others of our radio family, we have a common denominator amongst all of us to be involved, to be engaged citizens, to be active in the political process as a way to serve and give back to our communities, to our county, to our state, to our country. That's what I believe my mission is, to be a part of that with you. Do we all agree? Absolutely not. I get hate voicemail messages. I get hate text messages. I get hate emails. I even get hate-filled phone calls. I answer my phone and they immediately start attacking me. It's okay. As a matter of fact, I get energy from that. When you guys call me, when you leave me voicemails, when you send me text messages, it actually emboldens me. You strengthen me when you do it. Because I believe, based on the things you guys say to me, the way you talk to me, the profanity that you use, you are a liberal. Per Dr. Michael Savage's book, Liberalism is a Mental Disorder, you absolutely validate that book every time you talk to me the way you do. The text messages, the words that you use, you prove that book to me as being 100% valid and legitimate. You have a mental disorder, and it's okay. You may think I have a mental disorder because I'm conservative. The things that I say, the way I do the show, the way I speak, the way I mispronounce words all the time, well, I'm not perfect. And I understand that. I recognize that. You know, I had one nasty voicemail that all you do is read news stories. No, that's not true. It's not all I do. I do report from various news sources as I spend time every night before I go to bed and every morning when I get up before the show. I look for, find a common story and validate it with 2, 3, 4 different news sources. And then I pick the one that has the best well-written story about that issue. And I read it and I opine about it. I talk about it with you guys and get your text messages in response to it. That's the mission. That's the plan. And if you don't want to be a part of it, change the channel. Good luck. God bless you. Have a nice life. We're moving on. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one on this absolutely fantastic Friday. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading